Okay, who's going to do, okay. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I am doing just great. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and we're ready for your revocation hearing. And the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing. She will serve as the lead. So just hang on, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Tomstad?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you please we'll start by just stating your name and your ADC number.
Shane Michael Pollicksburg, 235518.
Thank you, sir. As Dr. Wright mentioned, we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 16th. You signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. And I just need to know, did you hire an attorney today, or are you representing yourself in this hearing?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. The attorney's optional. I'd like to introduce you to the board, although you can't see us, you can hear us. And we have, in the room, we have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, who you spoke to, or he spoke to you a few minutes ago. And we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room Senior Community Corrections Officer, the Honorable Jeff Westby, and he will be representing the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So before we get started, I need to swear the two of you in. So Mr. Togstar and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Togstar?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Togstar, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm essentially going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir.
Okay, so we'll do, man.
Here is phase one, and that is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about June 16, 2018, at Westside Les's Sports Bar, located at 6618 West Olive Avenue in Glendale, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Mr. Togstad, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true. Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Togstad's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Togstad will move to phase two of your hearing. And as we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. And I also want to mention, before I forget, that we have a letter on your behalf from Mike Hill at the Arizona Traditions Golf Club. So he wrote a letter of support for you, sir.
Yeah, that was my boss.
Okay, all right. Well, before we go any further, I'm going to give Mr. Westby to give us information, and then we'll be back to ask you some questions. Okay, Mr. Togstad?
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
October 17th, 2017, Mr. Togstad was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by ADC staff for no new charges. He was back in DOC custody June 26, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of January 15, 2019, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2011, for the means of transportation, 2 counts, count 1, 3.5 years, count 2, 7.5 years, 2011, aggravated DUI, 4.5 years, 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, lawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. 2010, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-1. Mental health score, 2. Substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Our terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 3 months. 2010, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reached CSED in custody. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest. All arrests on record show charges that were either not filed or were dismissed. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Tugstad, we'll come back to you. We have a brief written summary of what happened on your supervision, and it looks like you were released to live with your mother at 17619 West Saguaro in Surprise. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sir.
And did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. And it looks like, because we have a letter, and you just told us you were working at Arizona Traditions Golf Club.
Yes, that's on 175th Avenue in Bay Road.
Yep, okay. And what were you doing out there for that?
I was doing maintenance and like grounds crew, mowing, cutting trees.
Okay. And it sounds like from this letter, it sounds like he will hire you back in a second, so that's a good thing.
I try to work as hard as possible.
Yeah, he wrote a very nice letter for you.
I appreciate it.
It looks like you got into some, though, on, let's see, you had some UAs that you had to provide, and it looks like you provided a diluted one on October 25th. What happened with that?
I did drink on that day.
Okay.
On the 25th.
So you drank on the 25th, and then you just drank a whole lot of water? Is that what you did? Or?
No, I drank on the 25th, okay. And I'm pretty sure I dropped the UA on the 27th.
Well,
or the 25th.
Let me look again. Yeah, it looks like you're correct. Yeah, because it was positive for the alcohol that day. Okay.
Yeah.
You said
I don't recall ever dropping. Oh, maybe my first.
Well,
I dropped the diluted.
Was it positive also on December 27th?
Yes.
Okay, so you had another one. So you knew you weren't supposed to be drinking beer, right, on your supervision?
I didn't recall. But once he informed me, I was stopped drinking.
Okay.
Once I dropped early.
Okay. Then what happened on this whole big event? You wound up getting stabbed or something? Who got stabbed?
Yes, I got stabbed in my abdomen, punctured my bowel, and split my abs in half.
Wow. Okay, so what happened? How'd this thing get started?
A lot of it I don't recall because I lost so much blood and blacked out, and then I was put into a medical coma.
Okay.
But from what the detective tells me, there was an altercation, like a verbal altercation. A fight ended up breaking out, and then a female that was part of the other group's party.
Uh-huh.
She stabbed two of my friends and me. My one friend lost some of his intestines. My other friend, he got stabbed in his liver.
Wow.
And I got stabbed.
Wow. So she just had that knife with her?
She brought it out about it. I have no idea. I didn't know her.
Oh, you didn't know these people before you got there?
No. I got a call from a friend of mine. He just got engaged. I stopped by there, and a half an hour later, this all happened.
So it was just kind of a little celebration, and none of you guys knew each other before. I mean, your group knew each other, and their group probably did, but you the two didn't know each other.
Yeah, I didn't know the other group. None of us knew them.
Wow, okay. All right. And it was a bar, so were people drinking?
No, I was not drinking.
Okay. Well, not you, but other people? Were there other people drinking?
Yeah, my friend, his fiance.
Okay. Because sometimes, you know, alcohol makes you do things, as you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What else was I going to ask you? I'll think of it in a minute. Do fellow board members have any questions? No?
That's good to just ask.
Oh, sure. Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
So the letter that your boss wrote where you said that you got along well with all the staff there, the people inside and outside, were you intoxicated at this bar? What was it?
I can't really hear it.
Okay, so the letter that we received from your boss, Mike Hill, at Arizona Tradition Golf Club, I mean, it was saying that you were so nice that you got along well with all the other employees in and outside, and that you were a good crew member, you had good work ethics. So what happened? Were you intoxicated at this bar, or what happened?
No, I showed up, I'm guessing I was there like a half an hour. I showed up, was just talking with my friend, congratulating him. I was there, another friend was there, and a female that I just started talking to. I was supposed to go out on, like, we just went out on a date together, me and her. And then I got a call from him, and he asked me if I could stop by. You have to stop by the West Side Lenses. So I stopped by. We were outside smoking on the patio thing. They were drinking. I was just talking, smoking a cigarette. And then this whole thing
happened. Sadly, on video, you were the person who threw the first punch.
Yes, that's what I've been informed of.
So what, I'm just trying to understand, how did this altercation start? It's not making.
Like I said earlier, I don't really remember everything. Whatever the detective said is most likely the truth. He's seen the video. I'm guessing you guys have seen the video, so.
Okay.
I don't recall, like, what was said, any of that. When I woke up in the hospital, I didn't really remember. All I know is what I've been informed of.
All right, thank you, sir.
Through other parties, like detective, my friend's fiance. Me and my two friends, we were all in ICU. I don't recall a lot of like what ended up happening that night.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
So, are your friends? Are you all okay? Did you recover?
I mean, I'm still recovering.
Right, that's pretty serious to have your intestine perforated. That's pretty.
It wasn't a fun time.
I guess not. And I don't see, I'm looking at your past and your history, I don't see any assaultive type behaviors in your past.
No,
have you,
no, I'm not a very aggressive person.
What made you throw the first punch?
I don't recall. I'm guessing. I can't even guess. I don't know.
Okay, so. All right, well, so the board is coming to toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of that the board should consider?
I mean, I believe I've grown a lot since I got arrested in 2011. I have no want or need to ever touch drugs again. I've been over 7 years clean. And that was one of my biggest issues, was getting high, and so I'm really proud of that. And you know, I like you said, I do have a job when I get out. I'm a hard worker. I spend most of my free time at home with my family, and they're a great support system for me. I'm caught up to date on my parole fees as far as I know, and I'm in the process of paying off my driver's license, my fees to get my driver's license back. And I'd like it if I could get another chance out there and just prove to myself and everybody that like supports me and that I can do this. I know I can.
Okay, sir. Ms. Protesta, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So it may sound like we're talking to you, but it's the board talking to itself. So just ask that you stay on the phone there and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Tostad was out, seemed to be doing okay, but just got involved in this event. And I just don't feel like I know what happened here. I mean, we have a very detailed report, but it just doesn't make any sense at all. And especially what I can't understand is the video shows him throwing the first punch. And he can't remember doing that or why. And he's not an assaultive individual, so I'm at a loss. I think just based on this, I would say I would not be in favor of community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any thoughts?
So in the circumstances, I know he seemed to have been a productive citizen, but something went wrong. I don't see how we can put him back out in the community at this time. I don't know what happened. Drugs, alcohol, just lost it. Something happened.
Something made everybody and made him in particular throw a punch, and I don't. Okay. All right. Well, I think based on information then in warrant number 2018W1828, our conversation with Mr. Tostad, information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tostad was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by getting involved in an altercation. And prior to that, not that same day, according to him, but prior to that, having also consumed beer while on community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. All right. Seconded. Motion by myself. Seconded. Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. White and Mr. Neal. Okay. Mr. Tostad, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You know, when you're on community supervision, you just want to be on your best behavior, and this event just makes no sense. You know, we have a report, and you're not able to tell us what happened. So part of our responsibility is to protect the public from things like this. We're glad you're doing well. We're glad you're going to recover from your wounds, and your friends, too. But we're just not seeing you as a good candidate for community supervision, sir. We're showing a release date right now of January 15th of 2019, so 4 or 5 months away, sir. And at that point, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. You just have to be on your own. So, sir, we thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is concluded at this time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir, thank you. If you put the CO3 back on, we'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you.